今天的讲题是认罪和与神相交。
The topic of today's preaching is confession of sin and follow and fellowship with God.
让我们打开约翰一书第一章。
Please open up your Bible to 1 John.
约翰一书第一章，首先，我每一个人都有圣经。
I hope everyone has a Bible.
希望你来教会的时候带自己的圣经来。
And I hope that when you come to church, bring your own Bible.
约翰一书第一章第五节上半句。
First John chapter one, the first part of verse five.
这里说神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
It says God is light, in Him there is no darkness at all.
然后你看第六节。
And then go on to verse six.
我们若说是与神相交，却乃在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth.
那么，然后我们看第七节上半句。
And then let's look at the first part of verse seven.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。
But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
那么这几节经文讲到神就是光。
These few verses tell us that God is light.
那么在他是毫无黑暗。
And in Him there is no darkness at all.
那么基督徒，包括你跟我，如果要跟神相交的话，我们必须要行在光明当中。
Christians, including you and I, if we are going to have fellowship with God, we must walk in the light.
因为光跟黑暗是不能够共存的。
Because there is no coexistence between light and darkness.
那么让我们来看今天的经文。
So let's look at today's scripture.
今天的经文，约翰一书第一章第八节到第十节。
First John chapter 1, verses 8 to 10.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为错谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
If we claim to be without sin,We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar and His word has no place in our lives.
那么请注意这三节经文跟上文是有密切的关系。
Please pay attention that these last three verses have close relationship with the previous.
那么上文基本上就是谈到与神相交的事情。
The previous three verses talk about the matter of fellowship with God.
那么既然第八节到第十节跟上文有密切的关系
，And since there is a close relationship to verse 8 to 10,
因此第八节到第十节仍然是在谈到这个相交的事情。
Verse 8 to 10 continue on the subject of fellowship with God.
那么这三节经文特别强调，就是罪已跟神相交的事情。
And the three verses particularly talk about sin and our fellowship with God.
那么经文说明我们不可以与神相交。
The scripture says we cannot fellowship with God.
如果我们没有承认我们生活里面的罪。
If we have not confessed the sin in our lives.
那么自从亚当夏娃违背了神的命令之后
Since Adam and Eve disobeyed God
那么因着他们的罪就被赶出这个伊甸园
Because of the sin they were cast out of the Garden of Eden
那么因此他们就失去了与神相交的福分
And so they have lost the privilege of having fellowship with God
不但他们失去了与神相交的福分
Not only did they lose that fellowship
他们也要承受罪带来的后果
They also have to suffer the consequence of sin.
那么罪能够使到我们 失去与神相交的福分。
Sin can cause us to lose fellowship with God.
到底什么是罪？
So what is sin?
我们根据圣经罪的定义是什么？
According to the Bible, what is the definition of sin?
那么明白罪的定义，能够帮助我们与神建立一个美好的关系。
If we understand the definition of sin, then it will help us build a good relationship with God.
那么罗马书三章二十三节告诉我
们 ，In Romans 3:23 says，
而因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God。
什么是亏欠了神的荣耀
？So what is called falling short of the glory of God？
那么根据希腊文的意思，就是讲一个人不能够打中一个目标。
And according to the Greek meaning, it means the mark.
那么你是否有玩过这个射箭
？Have you ever played archery?
射箭的人都希望能够打中那个中心点。
The archer wants to get the bullseye.
所以他尽他的能力打到那个中心点。
So he's going to try his best to get to the bullseye.
但是你用尽那个能力，你不能够打中那个中心点。
But no matter how hard you try, you cannot reach that.
这就是亏欠了神的荣耀。
And that is falling short of the glory of God.
所以人没有办法达到神的目标。
So man cannot satisfy God's standards.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
他的标准是我们没有办法去衡量的。
His standard is something that we cannot
所以一切不能够达到神的标准的都是罪。
So whatever you do that does not reach God's standard, that is sin.
那么在过去，我遇到一些人说他们没有罪。
In the past, I have met people who said they have not sinned.
他说了，你怎么说我没有罪？我从来没有去偷，没有去抢，又没有杀过人。
And they said, how can you say that I have sinned? Because I've never robbed anybody, I've never killed anybody.
但是你看第八节的时候，这里讲到，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
But look at verse 8. It says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
那么这节经文告诉我们，如果我们说我们没有罪的话，就是自己骗自己。
So the scripture tells us, if we say that we have not sinned, then we are deceiving ourselves.
那么罪在自己身上，还说自己没有罪。
Sin is there, but yet you said you have not sinned.
我40岁的时候就开始有老花眼。
When I reached 40, I began to have farsightedness.
那么有一天我发觉到，我忽然间要把这个拿书本这样看的时候。
One day, I noticed that I'm going to have to hold my books out like this.
如果你发觉到你要把这个书这样看的时候，你知道你有老花眼。
So if you have to hold your book back, before you can read it, you know you have farsightedness.
那么这个老花眼一年比一年的深。
And this condition worsens after each year.
如果没有戴老花眼镜的时候，很多东西都看不清楚。
And if I don't have my glasses on, a lot of things are blurry.
我有时候我以为我那个洗手间那个洗脸盆很清洁。
Sometimes I thought the wash basin in my bathroom is very clean.
那么有一天我把老花眼镜戴上去的时候，我看到很多污点。
I saw a lot of spots.
那么我的感受就感觉好像有点被受骗一样。
And so I feel cheated.
所以罪在圣经里面讲不限于抢劫。偷盗。
So according to the Bible, sin is not limited to robbery or murder.
那么如果我们看罗马书第一章第29节到31节的话
，If we look at the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 29 to 31.
那么这里谈到一系列的罪。
It talks about a whole slew of sin.
他说罪是装满各样的不义。
It says, They are filled with every kind of wickedness,
邪恶
evil,
贪婪
greed,
恶毒
depravity,
满心是嫉妒
they're full of envy,
凶煞
murder,
竞争
strife,
诡诈
deceit,
如恨
power,
又是财魁的
they are gossip,
背后说人的
slanderous,
试想一下有没有在背后说人的
Think about if you have ever talked behind somebody's back.
厌恨神的
God haters.
没慢人的
Insolent.
谎闹的
Arrogant.
自夸的
Boastful.
捏造恶事的
Invent ways of doing evil.
违背父母的
They disobey the parents.
无知的
They are senseless.
悖谬的
Faithless.
无亲情的
Heartless.
不严谨人的
Ruthless.
那么这些都是罪的一些例子。
These are examples of sin.
那么十诫里面其中一条诫命说不可犯奸淫。
One of the Ten Commandments says do not
commit
adultery.
但是一般的人可能说我从来没有犯过奸淫。
But somebody may say I've never commit adultery.
但是在圣经里面主耶稣却说
But in the Bible Jesus said,
只是我告诉你们
But I tell you that
只看见妇女就动淫念的
Anyone who looks at a woman lustfully
这人心里已经与她犯上奸淫了
Has already committed adultery with her in his heart
那么十诫里面另一条诫命
Another commandment said
说不可杀人
Do not commit murder
凡杀人的难免受审判
And anyone who murders will be subject to judgment
但是耶稣却对众人说
But Jesus told everyone
凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判
He said I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment
那么在主耶稣的时代法利赛人跟文士都认为他们是没有罪的
And during Jesus' time the Pharisees and Sadducees all thought that they are without sin
那么在法利赛人跟文士的眼中有罪的人就是那些罪役跟那些行淫的妇人
The Pharisees and the Levites think who are the sinners they are the tax collectors and the tax collectors and the prostitutes
那么于是法利赛人跟文士带了一个被抓正在行淫的一个妇人
And one time, the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery.
那么他们来到耶稣的面前。
So they brought her before Jesus.
那么他们就对耶稣说。
And so they said to Jesus.
他们这个妇人是行淫的时候被抓的。
They said this woman was caught in the act of adultery.
那么根据摩西的律法，她应该用石头来被打死。
And in the law of Moses, she was to be stoned to death.
他说：“你说该怎么办
？”Now, what do you say?
那么耶稣就回答他们说
：“And so Jesus answered them.
他说：你们中间如果没有罪的
，He said, if anyone of you is without sin,
就可以先拿这个石头来打死他。
Then let him be the first one to throw a stone at her.
他们听了耶稣所说的
，And after they heard this,
那么一个一个的就离开了。”
They left one by one.
没有一个人敢说他们是没有罪的。
No one dared to say they are without sin.
没有一个人敢拿起那个石头来打死这个妇人。
No one dared to take up a stone to stone her.
所以在圣经里面，罗马书第三章第十节告诉我们。
And so in Romans chapter 3 verse 10 it says.
他说没有一个义人，连一个都没有。
It says there is no one righteous.Not even one.
那么自从亚当夏娃犯罪以后
，and since Adam and Eve sinned，
直到今天
，after today，
世上没有一个义人
，there is no one righteous on earth。
换句话说，每一个人都是有罪的。
In other words, everyone has sinned。
一个信了耶稣的人，仍然还有罪。
A person who believes in Jesus Christ also has sinned。
仍然会犯罪。
He can still sin.
仍然可以做错事情。
He can still make mistakes.
但是有点不同的。
But there is a difference.
就是他的罪已经被赦免了。
It's that his sin has been forgiven.
他对罪的认识渐渐的有了了解。
He gets to know sin more and more.
那么他追求一个圣洁的生活。
And he strives to live a holy life.
那么最关键的，他承认自己是一个罪人。
And the main focus here is that he confessed his sin.
所以每次我跟别人传福音的时候
，So every time when I share the gospel,
我首先必须要把罪讲清楚。
I have to tell them what sin is clearly.
我要跟他讲，我们每一个人都是罪人。
I have to tell them that every one of us
our sinners. And
so for us to believe in Jesus Christ, we must admit that we are sinners.
所以信耶稣第一个条件就是认罪悔改。
So the first condition to believe in Jesus is to confess your sin.
所以每一个人, 包括你跟我, 都是有罪的。
So everyone, including you and I, have sinned.
我们这是一个事实, 不可以否认。
This is a fact, you cannot deny.
那么有些人说, 那么那些刚生下来的婴孩, 他们到底有没有罪?
So somebody may ask, how about those newborn babies?
那么做过父母的都知道。
Those who are parents know.
当这个婴孩肚子饿的时候, 他会生气的。
When the baby is hungry, he's going to get angry.
他会大叫大。
He is going to yell and scream.
然后，虽然我们信的耶稣得救。
So even though we have believed in Jesus Christ and our faith,
但是罪仍然存在我们身上。
But sin continues to exist.
一直在影响我们的生命,
continue to affect our life.
那么直到我们离开这个世界,
until the day we depart from the world.
或者等到耶稣基督再来的时候,
or until Jesus returns.
只要我们活着, 我们每一天都要面对这个罪带来的问题。
As long as we are alive, we must face sin.
明白这一点对于我们的属灵生命是非常重要。
If we understand this, it is extremely important. To our
spiritual
world. So if we're going to have fellowship with God,
然后第一点,
the first thing we must know and admit is that we have sinned. So besides admitting that we have sinned, we have to admit that we have sinned.
那么第九节告诉我们,
Verse 9 says,
我们若认自己的罪, 神是信实的, 是公义的, 必要赦免我们的罪, 洗净我们的一切不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
那么请我们注意, 第八节跟第九节的不同。
Let us focus on the difference between verse 8 and verse 9.
然后第八节讲到, 他说我们若说自己无罪,
In verse 8 it says, if we claim to be without sin,
然后第九节讲到我们若认自己的罪,
In verse 9 it says, if we confess our sin,
我们发觉到一个是说,一个是认,
We notice that one is claimed, the other one is confessed.
然后说跟认有所不同,
What is the difference between claim and confess?
我们可以说我们有罪,
We can say or claim that we have sinned.
但是不表示我们承认自己的罪。
But it doesn't mean that we admit we have sinned.
我们一个孩子可以说他做错了事情。
A child can say that he has made a mistake.
但是他却不承认他所做的事情。
But he may not necessarily confess what he did.
所以说跟认有什么不同?
So what's the difference between claiming and confessing?
那么说是表面的,
claim means it's superficial.
那么认是处理内心的,
confess comes from within.
你可能听过人说, 只是讲没有用的,
you may say words is nothing.
所以一个基督徒, 如果要与神相交的话,
so if a Christian is going to fellowship with God,
不只要说自己是有罪的,
not only is he going to claim or admit that he has sinned,
也必须要承认自己的罪,
he must also confess his sin.
只是说不够,
only saying that he has sinned is not enough.
然后必须要来到神的面前承认自己的过错,
he must come before God and confess his sin.
那么当我们这样做的时候,
and as we do this,
那么圣经告诉我们, 神是信实的, 是公义的, 要赦免我们的罪, 洗净我们一切的不义。
The Bible says God is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. When King David committed adultery, for a little while he thought nobody knew about it. But God knows.
所以神就差派这个拿单来到大卫的面前。
So God then forced the prophet Nathan to go before David.
把他的罪显露出来。
To show him he knows.
那么过后，大卫就承认自己的罪。
And then David confessed sin.
他向神认罪。
He confessed sin to God.
如果你看这个诗篇五十一篇的话，就是讲到大卫来到神的面前，求神赦免他的罪。
Psalm 51 is the psalm written by David, and it's his confession to God.
那么诗篇五十一篇第一节到第三节这么说。
In Psalm 51 verses 1 to 3 says,
他说神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你的丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions.
求你将我的罪孽洗除洁净，并洁除我的罪。
Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我的面前。
For I know my transgression and my sin is always before me.
那么这是大卫在神面前祷告。
And this is a prayer from David.
他求神赦免他的过犯。
He asked God to forgive him of his sins.
因为大卫犯了这个罪。
Because David committed the sin.
那么使到他失去与神相交的福分。
He lost the privilege of fellowship with God.
如果你看十一节的话。
If you look at verse 11,
他说不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
He says, "Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me."
那么因为大卫犯了罪，神离开了他。
Because David sinned, God left him.
我们圣经告诉我们，神收回了他的圣灵。
And the Bible told us that God has taken back His Holy Spirit.
那么罪会使到一个基督徒与神隔绝。
Sin will separate a Christian from God.
我们失去了与神相交的福分。
And lost the privilege of fellowship.
我们就好像孩子做错事情的时候。
It's just like when a child did something wrong.
我们有时候做父母的事，你不要跟我讲话。
Parents may say, "Don't talk to me."
Don't talk to me until you confess.
反正你认罪，以后你还跟我讲话。
他把你的。那么第九节那边告诉我们
Verse 9 it says,
我们若认自己的罪
He said, if we confess our sins
那么认的意思呢是指认同的意思
Confess means to agree
那神看为是罪的事情
What God looks at sin
那么比如说刚才我讲在背后说人的是一种罪。
Just like now I said, slanderer is a sin. Slander is a sin.
It's gossiping.
Gossiping.
那我们必须要认同神所说的。
Then we must agree with what God said.
不然的话，我们还没有承认自己的罪。
Otherwise, we won't admit or confess our sin.
那么真正的承认就是存着一个悔改的心。
One who truly confesses is one who wants to repent.
那么路加福音第十五章讲到这个浪子的比喻。
In Luke chapter 15, it talks about the prodigal son.
那么这个浪子求他的父亲把这个家产分给他。
The prodigal son asked his father to give him his share of the
那么以致他能够到远方的地方去，在那边任意的放荡来，消费他的资产。
So that he can take the money, go far away, and squander his inheritance.
我们知道这个浪子，当他到了那个地方去的时候
，We know that as he went from one place to the other.
那么刚好这个地方发生了这个大饥荒。
There was famine in that land.
然后钱又用完了
and all the money were gone.
圣经讲连吃的都没有
and the Bible said that's not even enough to eat.
而且他必须要跟猪在一起吃。
And he had to eat with the pig.
一个犹太人跟猪在一起吃的时候是不得了的事情。
For a Jew to be eating with a pig is an unthinkable thing.
然后在这个时候，他突然间醒悟过来。
And at that time, he all of a sudden realized.
他突然间承认自己的过错。
He all of a sudden confessed his sin.
他就回到他的父亲那边去跟父亲说。
And then he went back to his father and told him.
他说：“父亲，我得罪了你，我也得罪了天。”
He said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you."
然后从今以后，我不配做你的儿子。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
求你让我做一个雇工吧。
Make me like one of your hired men.
这个浪子知道他所做的。
The prodigal son, nobody has done.
他知道他得罪了他的父亲。
He knows that he has sinned against his father.
所以他痛感谦卑，决定从今以后不做这件罪恶的事情。
And so he repented and will no longer from that point on do the same thing.
那么这就是第九节讲的承认自己的罪。
And this is what verse 9 says, to confess our sin.
所以如果我们要与神相交的话，
So if we want to have fellowship with God,
我们第一点，
First of all,
我们必须说自己有罪。
We have to claim or admit that we have sinned.
第二，我们必须要承认自己是有罪。
Secondly, we have to confess our sin.
那么，除非我们做到这两点。
Unless we have done these two things.
不然的话，我们没有办法来到神的面前与他相交。
Otherwise, we will not be able to come before God and fellowship with Him.
那么，圣经也告诉我们，神的道也不会留在我们的心里了。
And the Bible also says the truth is not in our heart.
所以一个人如果要与神相交的话，
So if a person is going to have fellowship with God,
他不能够说他从来没有犯过罪。
He cannot say that he has never sinned.
如果他这么说的话，
If he said that,
他是在说谎。
Then he is a liar.
第十节告诉我们说，我们说自己没有犯过罪，便以神为说谎的。
In verse 10, it says, if we claim we have not sinned,We make him out to be a liar.
那么他的道也不在我们的心里面。
And his word is not, has no place in our lives.
也就是说，如果我们说我们没有罪的话，
So if we say we do not have sin,
我们就以神为说谎。
Then we are saying that God is a liar.
所以神的话语说得非常清楚。
So God's word said very clearly.
世人都犯了罪，归欠了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God.
然后罗马书第三章第十节说，
And in Romans chapter 3 verse 10,
没有一人，连一个都没有。
There is no righteous, not even one.
那么自从我们的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪以后，
And since Adam and Eve disobeyed and sinned against God,
全部的人，包括你跟我，都是有罪的。
Everyone, including you and I, have sinned.
因为罪的缘故，所以神才差派他的独生子来拯救我。
And because we all have sinned, that's why God sent His only Son to come and save us.
耶稣钉在十字架上，为的是要洗清我们的罪。
Jesus was nailed on the cross, and the purpose is to cleanse us of our sin.
那么以致我们不必面对罪带来的后果。
So that we do not have to face the consequences.
所以神所做的都是因为我们的有罪，我们的罪。
What God has done is all because we have sinned.
然后不然的话，主耶稣也不必在十字架上牺牲了他的生命。
Otherwise, Jesus does not need to even give his life on the cross.
所以如果我们说我们没有罪，
So if we say that we do not have sin,
那么神所说的、所做的都是假的。
Then what everything God has said or has done.And nothing but a lie.
便是以神为说谎的。
Then we are calling him a liar.
那么除此之外，耶稣在十字架上所成就的。
And then, besides that, what Jesus has accomplished on the cross
也没有任何的意义。
Will have no meaning.
所以比如说，我告诉你，你们主耶稣将会再来审判这个世界。
So for example, if I tell you that Jesus is going to come back to judge this world,
你们都认为这个是不可能的事情。
You all think that all this is impossible.
你们的说法就表示我在说谎。
So if you say that it's impossible, then you are saying that, oh, I'm just lying to you.
那同样的，当我们说我们没有犯罪的时候
，So similarly, if we say we have not sinned,
便是以神说谎。
Then you are calling God a liar.
那么除此之外，神的道也不在我们的心里了。
And God's word is no longer in your heart.
所以当我们说我们没有犯罪的时候
So if we say that we have not sinned,
神的道就不可能在我们的心中
Then God's word is impossible for his word to be in our life.
所以当一个人说他没有罪的时候
So when a person says that he has not sinned,
福音的真理不能够进入他的心中
Then the truth of the gospel will not be able to enter into his heart.
所以刚才我讲过当我向别人传福音的时候我必须要把罪讲清楚
So just now I said, before I even share the gospel with anybody, I have to tell them clearly what sin is.
所以如果一个人说他没有罪的话
So if a person said, I don't have sin,
我就没有办法跟他讲福音
Then there is no way I can share the gospel with him.
所以这个罪跟与神相交是有密切的关系的
So sin has very close relationship with our fellowship with God.
所以如果我们要与神相交的话
So if we are going to have fellowship with God,
我们必须说自己是有罪的。
We have to claim that we have sin.
不单说自己有罪。
Not only do we claim we have sin.
你要承认自己的罪。
We must also confess our sin.
所以当我们做到这点的时候。
So if we can do this.
圣经告诉我们，神是信实的。
Then the Bible tells us God is faithful.
他必赦免我们的过犯。
And He will forgive us of our sin.
所以当我们祷告的时候。
So as we pray.
有时候我们感觉到好像神似乎不听我们的祷告。
Sometimes we think if we felt like God is not hearing our prayer.
那么可能我们就要审查自己。
Then we have to examine ourselves.
我们要审查自己到底我们生命里面是存有那些隐藏的罪。
We have to examine whether we have some hidden sins in our lives.
因为诗篇告诉我们。
Because in Psalm it tells us.
他说：“我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。”
If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
莫愿神的光光照我们的心。
And may God enlighten us.
使我们的心能够成为一个清洁的心。
So that our heart can be a clean, a cleansed one.
以致我们能够来到神的面前，毫无拦阻的与神相交。
So that we can come before God without any obstruction and fellowship with God.
然后就好像大卫王，当他犯罪之后。
And just like David after he sinned,
他来到神的面前，求神赦免他的罪。
He came before God. He came before God and asked for forgiveness.
但是我们知道之后，大卫再次来到神的面前，与他相交。
And then we know later after that, David was able to come before God and have fellowship with him again.
让我们重新祷告。
Let's pray and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
我们知道神是光。
We know that God is light.
在他是毫无黑暗的。
And in him there is no darkness at all.
所有来到他面前的人必须行在光明当中。
And those who come before him must walk in the light.
因为你是圣洁的神。
Because you are the holy God.
来到你面前的人必须是主洁清新的。
Those who come before you must be cleansed.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.